Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Welcome to 100 Ways. This is your daily exploration of self and soul. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Laura Christine. Let's dive in and find our way home. Hey, it's July 1st, favorite day of the month, because I get to do the tarot card for the month for the 100 Ways community. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. The last tarot card was Ace of Pentacles. This was for June. I'm going to read it again for you to remember the energies of June and see how much they were at work in your life. The card for June was the Ace of Pentacles, Prosperous Beginnings. In the center of even the giant redwood trees, a tiny seedling once stood. Such is the energy of the Ace of Pentacles. It's the seed that takes root, grounding you for the future. You're in the beginning phases of a prosperous venture. Stay grounded. Go outside and take time to appreciate nature. You may also find a windfall of wealth headed your way. What happened in June? Does this resonate with you? Did you start something? If you started something, don't worry if it's not providing that windfall of wealth yet. It's the seed. It's the beginning. And we have a very special treat for July. It's one of my favorite cards because I love change and I love transformation. I love life so much that I love death so much. This card for July from the Kim Kranz book, The Wild Unknown Tarot, or deck, I should say, and then the accompanying book. Death is closure and transformation. This is a major arcana card, and it is number 13. It is a magic number. It's the number of the goddess. It is deep transformation. What needs to die so that the new can be born and grow? I love the prosperous beginnings followed by death, because whatever we initiated in June is ready to grow, and in July we get to release and let die what is not serving the new venture that we've started. How cool. Now I'm going to read this book. I don't actually like this first sentence because it's not true. It says, no one loves the sight of the death card in a reading. I love the death card, so I don't know what she's talking about. Next sentence is, we spend most of our lives denying death altogether. So when this card appears, it's easy to get frightened or think it's quote unquote bad. Don't let the drama distract you from the message. Something in your life needs to end. It needs closure. This will happen voluntarily or involuntarily. Either way, you will feel a positive transformation begin after the initial forms of suffering have passed. If the something in your life this month is something bigger that needs grieving, please allow yourself to grieve. That is such a beautiful process and a way of connecting more deeply with our own souls. So grieve whatever death you need to grieve. I think for me, an example is I'm moving in July. Next week, I will be in my new home. I have been traveling, vagabonding, homeless for over a year and a half. I'm renting an apartment that is unfurnished, which means I am going to buy a bed. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to buy a bed, dresser, like I'm going to buy furniture. I'm going to have things. That is a little bit of a death of that vagabonding life, that kind of freedom where I don't have these things. But man, what I initiated in June has been amazing. Clients have been coming out of the woodwork and I've gotten this move going. Whatever needs to die, which is kind of this, not flaky, But what needs to die is the sense that I'm stuck if I am grounded and if I've landed and if I actually have a home. Because I know that is absolutely not the case. I've done something similar to this before where I was kind of homeless for a little while. And once I got that new home, it was like, oh my God, now I have this foundation from which to fly. So enjoy this death, enjoy this transformation. If it feels like whatever this is going to be for you is too much to do alone, sign up for a session with me and you won't have to do it alone. We will get to the root of it and we will get to your essence. You will see your beauty, your light, your motivation, your confidence, your love, and you will see the next step. And each step reveals the next. Go to buymeacoffee.com/100ways to hook yourself up with a session. I think it's called a reading on there. I only have a few choices. And you can also contribute to the show monthly or one time. Thank you with all of everything that I am. Until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for exploring with me today. I would love to continue this conversation with you. We can do that at laurachristine.us. You'll find contact in the menu, or you can go to laurachristine.us/contact and you'll be taken right to it. Let's dive in a little deeper and see how fully we can flow with the duh. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.